Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.
It's a pleasure to welcome to the show a gentleman who's gearing up for the first full day of work happening this Friday. Is it Friday?
Well, Saturday. First game is tomorrow. Saturday is first game for the Sydney Swans. And joining us this morning is Brandon Jack. Hello, Brandon.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Got the day off from training?
I do, actually. Get one day off during the week, or I also get to go to uni, which I am missing out on today to be here with you gentlemen.
That's very nice of you to
work. Education's never helped anyone, trust
skip
me.
A shoot. They usually let you skip two for a semester, which is good. What are you doing at uni whilst you're playing AFL?
I'm actually studying a journalism degree, so media communications and a bit of law as well, but really into the journalism side of it right now.
Yeah, right. Oh, very nice. So what sort of stuff are you getting taught in uni at the moment?
Current subject is a graphic design course. I'm learning a bit of animation, Photoshop, which is all completely new to me. But yeah, I love it.
No, it'll come in handy. Trust me, Brandon. You know, Alex, I think, what was the last thing you photoshopped? Your head on top of a Game of Thrones character?
Something like that. It pops
one day,
up.
One day it'll be helpful.
Yeah, but it's really useful stuff.
You think you're never going to need it, and then someone from Game of Thrones is around, and you think, maybe I'd look good as Jon Snow. Well, that's awesome. What, you know, you're at the Swans, quite a young player. Did quite a few other players whilst playing AFL also have university or some other sort of thing to keep them entertained?
Yeah, it's massive, and the AFL was great in encouraging young players to participate off the field, and we've got a number of guys who are doing uni degrees, and yeah, it's something they're really big on at the moment, is getting something outside of football done.
Is that refreshing for you? Because football's getting so much more professional, and like training goes for longer, and you know, nutrition and that side of things. Is it good to have this thing that's totally separate from your playing life?
It is pretty good. I mean, it's a 24/7 job now. You always got to be kind of thinking about your football. But for me, going into that lecture and sitting with people who've got no idea about football is something I look forward to every week. It's a bit refreshing.
They're not in your ear trying to tell you game tips or anything.
It's awesome sitting in the graphic design course. I don't have any idea what's going on, and neither do they. So,
well, you've just had the off season. What did you get up to while you had a little bit of break?
I was in Sydney most of the time. Luckily, got away to Hong Kong with a few of my best mates from the club, which was a good week. And then came back, and my brother Kieran actually hosted Christmas for the first time, which was a bit of a highlight.
Kieran
well.
Jack, who is the captain of the Swans, your brother.
He is.
Is it cool playing with your bro?
It's a special thing, actually, being able to play any sport with your brother, but when he's your captain, it's a little bit more special as well.
Right. So is he harder on you?
That tough love, yeah. I think he treats me like another player, but off the field he's a brilliant older brother and leader, so yeah.
Oh, nice. How was he at Christmas? Did he cook up a good what did he put up on the spread?
He was stressing big time. His girlfriend Charlotte actually put on a great feed. She cooked pretty much everything you could think of. So it was a lovely day.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, are we going to play a song here? Do you get into the music as well when you're around the club? Who gets control of the Sydney Swans jukebox in the change rooms?
It's a big honour to actually get on charge of the jukebox. If you play a bad song, the boys will let you know about it. But there's a big variety of music we've got there. I don't mind putting my stuff on sometimes.
Okay, oh, awesome. Excellent. Well, it's good as a young player that you can still, you know, get them on there, because some of the older players, I've had a chat to a few AFL players over the distance, and they start getting into some questionable material, the older lads. So good to have you in the studio, Brandon.
No questionable material here with some Rufus.
And we do have to talk about the upcoming matches, because the team that I grew up supporting, Collingwood Football Club, are playing against your club.
You're even wearing their colours right now.
Sort of.
G'day guys, that was You Are Right by Rufus from the new album In Bloom. My name is Brandon Jack. I'm here with Matt and Alex this morning. We're just talking a bit of footy, a bit of life.
Oh, brilliant.
Sure
stuff.
Are.
Brandon Jack killing it. I didn't even tell you the name of the album. You were all over it. Rufus, You Were Right. And Brandon plays for the Sydney Swans in it with us this morning. Tomorrow, the first game of the AFL season, the old Tigers versus Blues. And then your mob, the Swans, Brandon, playing this week. And you say Wednesday, it's your day off, and it's the day before teams get selected. You've played about 30 games now, but never actually round one. What's it like when you're still not sure whether you'll make it into the final 22.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday are pretty stressful actually for a few guys like myself. But look, as you said, never played round one. I'm excited if I get the chance to do that this weekend.
So how do they do it? I mean, is it like the scene in a high school drama where the name gets posted on the chalkboard and everyone sort of crowds around and goes, oh, I didn't make it. Is it like that?
It's almost like that. They have it on a big whiteboard which they flip over. And if your name's not on there, you're a bit surprised. So it's a bit nervous the couple of minutes beforehand.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Oh, well, excellent. Well, hopefully you get a run around this weekend, which will be excellent, playing in my mob the Pies, who looked pretty good in the preseason. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, you're not they were back down, eh? If they were some actually, words.
They were quite impressive in their NAB games.
What about the preseason for you? Because having done a couple of AFL seasons before in far lower divisions, there's a lot of training going on. What sort of preseason did the Swans have in for this year?
Our preseasons are brutal, to be honest. Mentally, physically, it's 5 days a week, backing up like we do probably 60, 70 Ks of running a week of high intensity stuff. So it's puts a bit of a toll on your body. But I mean, it's a great thing to do for work.
I always see different, there's always like beach sessions. Or, I mean, there's a standard sort of oval work, but then there's, you hear about these kind of, drop you at a bottom of a mountain kind of thing. What's the
fitness trainer people, they seem to go mad in pre-season. They come up with all sort of wacky things that'll get you.
What's the strangest thing you've had to do so far?
Last year, we actually went down to the Goulburn Police Academy and we did a bit of
don't
training
bloody
down there.
Start us on the Goulburn Police Academy.
We were there literally 2 weeks ago getting absolutely smashed by the coppers, flipping tyres, pulling ropes, pushing sleds. It was a nightmare.
40 degree heat.
Similar experience.
You had to do the whole circuit as well.
We did, and we did a bit of scenario stuff as well, see how the guys go under pressure, which was interesting.
Really? Yeah, right. So as in actual kind of criminal scenarios, I guess, or,
they gave us paintball guns and we walked into the hostage situations and we had to see how blokes handled it.
Oh, man. I guess that's tenuously decision-making. Like, there's a lot of decisions on the field of footy. You coaches always talk on you to make the right one. Did everyone handle it right? Or a few people crack under the pressure?
There was a few different responses. Blokes kind of crumbled a bit, but we got a lot of feedback from it, actually, and the coaches used it as feedback for, like, how to handle situations on the football field. So it was
really
a good teaching device.
Yeah, it was incredible what we didn't realise out at that academy is how intricate the setup is there, where they've got, like, an actual fake police station and then, a little prop neighbourhood and everything like that, just to deal with everyday responses. It's incredible.
Well, Brandon, Jack, thank you so much for popping by this morning. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Best of luck when the whiteboard flips tomorrow. You will they will hopefully be on it having a run around.
I can safely say good luck to you guys, Sydney Swans, for the win. If Alex says it, he is lying through his teeth, okay?
Yeah, well, I just hope for a good match. Maybe a draw to start off the season.
Turn it up.
Hopefully not.
All right, Brandon, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
We'll catch you later.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.